On today's Creation Moment, hear about a conversation your host had after giving a presentation about biblical creation. Listen to his response when an elderly woman criticized his handling of God's Word. And think about what you might have said. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Two elderly ladies sought my attention after the meeting. "Good evening," I said, turning to them. "I hope you enjoyed the presentation." "You were wrong about the age of the earth," said one of them, who I will call Mrs. Smith. "If you read Genesis 1 properly, you will see that God made the world, and then later the earth became formless and void. That doesn't sound very good. Something went wrong. There was a gap between the first two verses of millions of years." I had mentioned during my talk about the semantic range of the Hebrew word haya, showing that it should be translated as was, unless there was a clear contextual reason to translate it as became. While Mrs. Jones listened intently and silently, Mrs. Smith simply changed gears. "The Bible calls God the Ancient of Days. 6,000 years isn't very ancient." "I beg to differ. I think 6,000 years is extremely ancient. When I look at Stonehenge, I don't think to myself, that was only built 4,000 years ago. It's practically brand new." At last, Mrs. Jones boiled over. But so-and-so said there is a gap, so there must be." She named a very well-known TV preacher. What else was there to say? I tried to be polite. "If so-and-so says one thing and the Bible says another, then I'm going to believe the Bible rather than so-and-so." And with that, they turned and walked away.
Visit us at creationmoments.com and enter your email address at the bottom to get your free copy of Ian Taylor's latest ebook, 25 Short Answers to Big Questions About Creation, or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.